The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some laws in Surah Al-Fajr. But because our personal experience doesn't involve seeing these in real life, in the Quran, it's just أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادِ. Did you not see what your God or how your God did towards, your Lord did towards Aad? إِرَمْ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ. إِرَمْ, the city, ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ. They had these huge pillars that they had created. أَلَّتِي لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ. That hadn't been created up to that point in the cities and the civilizations. That was a huge civilization, architecture, that is unimaginable for people around them up to that point, of course. Now you have greater structures. That's why it says لَمْ يُخْلَقْ. At that time it wasn't created before or anything greater than that. And also ثَمُود, it's just a couple of lines. It says something and it moves on. We read that, we haven't experienced it, it doesn't really click. We got to look at this and try to understand some of the words, the sentences, and realize how great this whole thing is. It's not a simple matter. That's why the Quran says read over and over. Read and ponder, reflect, pause a little bit. See what is being said here. Personal lesson from this for each and every one of us as individuals that we can take. That is, look, this is the law of the universe. And every time you forget, look at these ruins and remind yourself. Remember, the Quran tells us many times. In this chapter here, it doesn't say go and look at what happened to people prior to you, people who lived the earth and what they did. And it doesn't say that here in this chapter. Other chapters say that. But here it mentions these examples. Look at these ruins. Remind yourselves of it. Sometimes you may know, God may have mentioned them. Sometimes you don't. The Aztec Empire. You see ruins in Mexico of these, whatever empire it was, whatever great civilization at the time. At the time, they, being able to put those structures together, there's a lot of work that they did. It was a whole civilization that was able to build something like that. They're gone though. Whatever happened, that civilization died even before the Europeans came. This is God's system. All right. But personally, we look at it, okay, I got to be careful. If I'm going to be rebelling against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Anyone, you think you're so intelligent, you can cheat everybody, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. And nobody else can see, but He is in charge. And if you're doing whatever the hell you want, doesn't mean that God is not in charge, and doesn't mean that God is not watching you. If you're going to keep going worse and worse, that's fine. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. There's a point, even if He gives you the full 100 years, which usually we don't. This George Bush Sr., Mal'oon, lived very long, you know, from what I remember of the number of years he got. And he lived, it seemed like a normal person all the way to the end. Well, even that's the apparent side of it. There's a time. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Always remember. Then there's another aspect of this that has to do with civilization. Be careful what civilization you want to be part of. Who you want to align yourself with. You want to align yourself with the pharaohs. You want to be part of the Fir'auni system. You should know when the Fir'auni system goes down, you're going to go down with it. That's just how it works. There were people from Banu Israel that didn't choose to go with Musa. What happened to them? They went down with the Firauni system. Musa came and said, this is the path. Come with me. A lot of them, maybe most of them, joined Musa. Not all of them. Some of them helped the Firaun. Qarun was with the Firaun. The other worshipper, Bal'am, this guy was someone that was seen as a great worshipper, but he joined the Firaun. And what happened? He went down. The Quran mentions him specifically, not by name. The Quran says, look at the person, give them the example, the parable of the person that أَتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. We gave him our signs. That's not a small thing. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. He removed himself from those signs. Which civilization do we want to be with? Do you want to be with Musa of the time? Or do you want to be with the Fir'auns of the time? You want to suck up to the Fir'auns so they're in power? Remember, these are Tughat. There are people that think we need to become part of the administration in this country. Join the Congress. Join whatever these parties, these two parties, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. And it's amazing how they call themselves Shia and Muslim, and they look at you in the face and they say it with a straight face, like, brother, sister, I don't know what you're reading. I think you have a different Quran. I don't know which revelation you're reading. This is what God says here. فَأَكْثَرُ فِيهَا الْفَسَادِ. Is there any, these country or these civilizations, Ad and Thamud, their corruption in the earth is nothing compared to the British corruption, compared to the French corruption, compared to the German corruption, compared to the Spanish corruption, compared to the Portuguese corruption, and most of all compared to the American corruption. In terms of lives taken of innocent people, Korea is one example, Vietnam is another example, Iraq is another example, Cuba is another example, South America generally is a huge example, the Philippines another example, Indonesia, Malaysia their own example, what they've done there. Just life, human life, which is a huge thing. Corrupting people's ideologies. Look at what Hollywood is doing up to today. The whole world is being influenced by this garbage. This is corruption. فَأَكْثَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادِ. Family structure is being destroyed. Marriage is no longer even something that has to do with male, female. Or what male, female. Now in Europe, مَحَارِمْ الْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Mother, son, doesn't matter, whatever. They're selling this to the world. This is advancement. This is enlightenment. That's how much they're on weed, man. That's what's happening. They're hallucinating here. That's not light, bro. Wake up. That's darkness. It's in your head. That's the problem. These are the realities of the universe.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.